Crystal Palace lie in wait. It is your pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap, with Ian Ryan, Andy Heaton, Damien Cavanna, Mike Kearney, all in the studio. Robbie Scotcher to come a little bit later on. But Cav, talk about a rude awakening. Liverpool are very much put to the sword by their opponents on Tuesday night. But you can't feel sorry for yourself, because there are games to be played, there are points that need to be picked up, and that needs to start at Selhurst Park this weekend.
Yeah, we've literally just got to bury that in our minds. I mean, you know, I remember saying post-match that, you know, our current shortcomings at the elite level of football were brutally exposed. I think the best team in the world beat us, fair and square. But we're not playing against them next, and we're back in the Premier League. And if we were going to... if we're going to be realistic about saying, well, is the most realistic way of qualifying for next year's Champions League to win it this season, I think the options have just changed on the back of what happened in midweek. So I think they'll be hurt, the players and everyone at the club. I think they'll feel they didn't do themselves justice. I think they'll know that this club and these players belong on the top stage as much as anyone does, because you always have to earn that right in Liverpool just as much as anybody else. But these players... and this management team and this fan base certainly can place itself there. So it's a question of saying, okay, look, we had a good couple of games before that in the league. Ones that normally you would say, well, the Derby match could be awkward, away to Newcastle can be awkward, so let's go and have, let's reset ourselves, dust ourselves down. Anybody else would have been beaten by Real Madrid. So let's just now focus on what happens at Crystal Palace. And I think we can just reset and go from there, because we've got nothing better to focus on now. I'm just getting our act together, getting them points. And if you look at the table from the night before the Derby match, it looked quite precarious, and now it looks quite promising. As long as we can just put the Real Madrid game to one side and say, right, let's get back to the bread and butter. Let's do what we should be able to do in this league at this level. Let's win. No feeling sorry for ourselves. No excuses. We got battered, but we're good enough to beat what's in front of us here. Let's go do it. Let's go do it. Let's regroup in the summer and let's compete again at the elite level.